newest edition of the Memphis Tigers just happened yesterday. The portal is a wild thing, and we are very pleased to be joined by Parker Pounds, the former standout at Briarcrest Christian, helped the Saints to a second state title in 3 years this past season, combining forces with a bunch of talented players, including Fred Smith, also committed to the University of Memphis. And Parker Pounds joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. You can follow Parker on Twitter at PoundsParker2. Parker, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, doing great. Congratulations. What a day yesterday was for you, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about how this all transpired, and then we'll get into your game and what you expect to bring to the University of Memphis. But you were committed to Air Force. So tell us from that commitment to what happened here during the portal period and how you landed at the University of Memphis.
Okay, yes, sir. So I committed to Air Force pretty early, had a good relationship with all the coaches there. And then about mid-season, their coach went through some like investigation stuff and all of them got fired. So when they all got fired, I kind of opened my recruitment back up to see if there would be any schools that would reach out. And then sure enough, Memphis reached out, and I talked to Penny, and then that was it from there.
You had a number of schools, though, reach out to you once they knew that your recruiting was opened up again, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell us how Penny calls you, contacts you. How did it all come down?
So Penny FaceTimed me one night when I was just playing Xbox in my house. I had no clue who the number was. And, you know, I saw him, and I was very surprised. I was really happy and just got to talk to him. It was good to hear from him. And then he called me over the next, like, week, and we just talked.
So that's interesting. So when you get a number that's not listed in your phone, just a regular number out there, you answer it, and you got Penny Hardaway on the other end. If I answer a number that doesn't have a name attached to it, it's usually some prince in Africa that wants me to give him $10,000 for something. You know, I've given in a couple of times, but no, in all seriousness, I mean, that had to blow your mind. Here's Coach Penny Hardaway calling you. Obviously, he has seen you play. So what is he telling you? What is he trying to sell you on with the University of Memphis?
He was just really selling to me that he believes he can develop me into be a really good college basketball player, because I mean I trust him with that, because he knows what he's talking about, and that's really the main thing, just him developing me.
Did they recruit you at all before you had made the commitment to Air Force?
No, sir. It was after.
Did you get the assistance of maybe Fred Smith talking to Coach Hardaway? I mean, this is interesting, because they didn't recruit you. You committed to Air Force, then they realize your commitment's open again, and they go, you know, hey, it wouldn't be bad to have a 48% three-point shooter. So that's it's kind of interesting. Then they jump all over you the second time around.
I think because of me playing with Fred and then them coming to a bunch of our games, just like the style of my play is something that they would be interested in, because they were at a numerous amounts of our games where I shot really good at. So I think that kind of intrigued them to reach out after the season.
You are 6'5". You're listed 6'5". Is that the actual height?
Yes, sir.
So 6'5" is really good size, obviously. You shot threes last year at 48%, 89 of 184. So this isn't a guy who took 17 shots. He took 184 threes. How did you become such a good three-point shooter?
I think most of it started at like a young age. Just that's like really what I focused on, was shooting. And then just over time, just getting a bunch of shots every day, not just like bad shots, but like every time you go in the gym, you got to be like getting the best shots possible, and that will translate to the game.
I talked to Coach Harrington yesterday, and he said, hey, he's known for his three-point shooting, but a lot of times he would guard the best perimeter player that the other team had to offer, so your perimeter defense is strong. You blocked a bunch of shots as well. I guess that helps when you're 6'5". But in other areas, where are you looking to improve?
Looking to improve more, just ball handling, being more comfortable bringing the ball up the floor when I need to, you know, just, and then of course, like getting bigger, stronger, but then just also just finishing around the rim, because teams will just run me off the line, so I got to be able to finish when I can get past defenders.
So in high school, were you basically spot up 3-point shooter around the perimeter, or were you creating your own shots?
I was more spot up, but when like teams would come close to the 3-point line, I would get to my like a 1-2 dribble pull up, which is something I really like.
So now you're there, Fred's there. Do you know Cello Jackson?
I've known Cello since sixth grade.
Oh, my gosh. So all of a sudden, now there is a run on the Memphis kids. And obviously, you're not kids. You're young men. But it's been a while, and they've gotten away from that. And nothing's guaranteed in recruiting, as you know, whether it be Memphians or non-Memphians. But it is, I think, exciting a lot of people around here that all of a sudden, here comes again the University of Memphis, which over the years has relied a lot on local products, that they're going back to the well. You have to feel good probably about that resurgence.
Yes, sir. It feels really good to just see all the support and people excited in the city.
So what is your history as far, you're a young man, but your history as far as the Tigers, were you a fan of the Tigers? Did you watch a lot of games? Did you go to games?
So my dad went to Memphis. So growing up, I went to a bunch of games, and it was just really cool just to always see the FedEx Forum packed out for a college team, too.
Do you remember your first experience at FedEx Forum? First game?
You know, I did not, but I bet I could find a picture of it somewhere.
How about maybe your favorite moment as a fan growing up watching the Tigers?
I got to meet Lester Quinones, and that was my favorite player. And it was nice to meet him. That was definitely my favorite moment.
J-Ham, how old are we? My gosh.
Old.
My God, Lester Quinones.
Right, I'm younger than you, and he made me feel old.
Parker Pounds is joining us. He's the former Briarcrest standout who's headed to the University of Memphis. So what is the game plan now? I assume you graduate in May, and then when do you go to the university? What's the game plan?
Summer school starts May 30th, so that's when I'll be down there just getting workouts and getting ready for it.
Okay, and when is the official signing? When are you actually going to sign?
I signed yesterday morning.
Okay.
At like 7:10. Mm-hmm.
So you already signed. I know I had Fred on earlier this week, and he and Cello were going to sign, and he wasn't sure exactly, and I thought it was going to be yesterday. Have they signed too?
I think so, but I don't have like a 100% idea.
I was asking Fred about, okay, now that the pipeline is open again with the local products, you have teammates, you have frenemies, guys that you played against that you're friends with and you know that are talented. I would assume that will be the same for you, Parker. Do you think that hopefully the experience will be so good and that you're going to reach out to some of the guys that you know that you think could play at this level and maybe urge them to go to the University of Memphis?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna work my way for Josh Huggins. Here at
Briarcrest. He's the sophomore?
Yes, sir.
Who's been outstanding. What was it like to make the run that you did this past year with Josh, but also obviously with Fred and everybody else in that Briarcrest team? Second state title in 3 years.
Yes, sir. It was awesome. You know, we really came together, and, you know, everybody sacrificed stuff, but we really played really good as a team, and everybody bought in this year, so it was really good to see us finish with the state championship.
What was it like to play for Coach Harrington?
Oh, it was really good. He's a great coach, very structured, and which I like. And, you know, he's going to win. So he'll do. He's going to put the right things out. Our game plans every week were amazing, scouting reports. So that was all really helpful.
And with Coach Penny, obviously you said he was able to recruit you via the Zooms. Well, you got the phone call, and then I'm sure you talked to him. Have you talked to him in person yet?
I have not. They're trying to schedule a visit for me to go down, but they just have to get it all set up with the assistants and everybody down there.
Have you ever been over to their facilities?
Yes, sir, I have.
Pretty awesome, right?
Yes, sir. It's really cool.
What did he talk to you specifically about what he expects, what he thinks? You said that he thinks that you can be a real contributor as a shooter and all that, but what – did he say anything else specifically to you?
I mean, you just said a very high level 3-and-D guy. That was mainly just the key point of it.
Do you know, and you're so young, but did you know of, obviously, you knew Penny and probably through your family as well, but did you know what type of player he was at the university and then in the NBA?
Yeah, kind of. More so in the NBA than at Memphis.
Right, because the video is more readily available.
Yes, sir.
So you've probably seen some of those. Maybe watch the documentary about the Magic with Shaq and him and all that. So, you know, to be able to learn from a guy that played at that highest level, I think a lot of players will gravitate towards. Would you agree?
Definitely.
All right, and what about players you look up to in the NBA? Who are the guys that you watch and maybe emulate a little bit?
Luke Kennard, like Austin Reeves, Cam Spencer. I like Cam Spencer. You know, just guys that are going to play hard and get good shots.
Do you go to, when you had time, Grizzlies games?
I went to a couple. I went to, honestly, less this year than I normally go to. But I would always, like, work out with Desmond Bain. I worked out with the same trainer, so he would have me, like, guard him through his workouts. And then that was really cool to always see him play. And so that was really when I would go to the games to see Desmond.
Wow, you would work out with Dez?
Yes, sir.
So Dez, and Dez, obviously a very physical guard and great shooter. Did that kind of tell you, the light bulb went on, okay, I got to get stronger because, you know, not only in college, but if one day I was to be that good where I can make it to the association, I got to be more physical.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The first time he hit me with, like, a shoulder bump, I realized that he's a lot stronger than I thought.
What, you fall back a couple of feet?
Yeah, it was pretty far.
As far as AAU, what's your background as far as playing on the circuit?
So I started playing on the Under Armour circuit in eighth grade, and then I played through that all of high school.
So was it a P7 Elite?
It was a P7, yes, sir.
And how was that? How did that go for you as opposed to, you know, your glory days with Briarcrest and state championships and all that? How did the deal with Under Armour go on that circuit?
Oh, it was really good. You know, we got really great exposure. And then I played with Fred every AAU year too. So just getting to play with him and 50 more games in the summer was always cool. And
wow,
we got to play against really great competition. So that was also something that really helped my game.
Who's the best player you ever played against?
The best player I ever played against.
That maybe in college now that's kicking tail. Anybody come to mind?
Oh, the we played Mo Williams kids last year at Germantown, Mississippi, and they were both really good.
Oh, Mo's kids, his actual kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then before we let you go, talk about the man, Fred Smith. We had him on earlier this week. Obviously, a guy who was essential, as you all were, in winning the state championship for a second time in 3 years. But what is Memphis getting in through your eyes in Fred Smith?
They're getting a really great player. He's very unselfish with it. He's going to always make the right play. You know, he's can go score when he needs to, but if he takes a dribble and sees someone help, he'll kick it out for a shot. You know, just he really wants to work hard, and he's going to always make the right play. So, yeah.